local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
September 11th, 2001.
It would seem that the United States on this day is under attack.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward.
A plane crashed into the Pentagon and started a large fire there. There have been some people injured at the Pentagon.
It was an aircraft that an eyewitness has described to us as a 737. It struck the World Trade Center at its upper levels. And then 18 minutes after that, there was this frightening scene of a second aircraft plowing into the other tower.
We heard the building coming down, and that's what we were running from. Literally, people ran out of their shoes trying to get out of the way of this thing.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
Absolutely. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Just about 6:12 here, Austin Price and Chris Bryant in the studio with you as always. And typically, this would be our final hour, but Chris, that is not the case tonight, is it?
I'm happy about that because we've got so much darn information to pass along.
That is true.
And thank you so much for having us on tonight. We do appreciate that. I do want to pass on to you, I always like to kind of point out bad guys. Make sure that, you know, the old days when they used to put them in the, I guess they put them in the center of a square of a town and they'd shame them.
Right.
Embarrassment's one of the most powerful forms of punishment. Let me just tell you what I'm talking about. A couple of bad guys tried to rob a Pensacola woman in the 400 block of Forest Street after she hired them to do a cleaning job.
Really?
Yeah, so okay, here you hire these two guys. I'll refer to them as knuckleheads. You hire them, and then they rob you. It's playing out to this. 19-year-old Jatarius Johnson, 22-year-old Avian Smith have extensive active warrants for robbery, grand theft of a firearm. Scabby deputies confirming Johnson attempted to rob the victim by taking her purse. During the struggle, the victim was able to retrieve her handgun and fired one shot. Deputies located Johnson at a local hospital just a few hours after that.
My goodness.
With a gunshot wound to his foot. He was arrested and charged. Smith is still wanted. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers 850-433-STOP, or you can call Escambia County Sheriff's Department 850-436-9620.
Also, here locally, you've got until the end of next week to get your feedback in for the Palafox redesign project in downtown Pensacola. Mayor D.C. Reeves says he's already gotten a wide range of ideas and that the project is still completely conceptual and no design work has been approved yet. You can see the current design ideas at thenewpalafox.com and leave your ideas through that website. The city is hoping to wrap up the project design over the winter and have the project out to bid by early 2025.
Okay, are you thinking about maybe buying or selling that home?
No.
Well, next Wednesday, go ahead and put that on your calendar. That's when Jerome Powell and his band of central bankers are going to be convening, and guess what? We're going to see a rate adjustment in
really?
The Fed. Yes, we are. We sure are. Let me give you the numbers as of today. Home buyers are watching the mortgage numbers pretty closely. Again, Mortgage News Daily reporting the 30-year rate stands 6.22%. Borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage falling to 5.62%. Yet Jerome Powell and the Fed make that decision and announcement, I should say, next Wednesday.
You've changed my mind, Chris. I'm going to sell everything.
Well, wait till the rates go down.
I will sell the shirt off my back, Chris. I'm already on the other end of the spectrum on this whole thing.
That's what you'll be saying. I'm.
Just about 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to learn more. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, very happy to say that there's not too much going on. We do have some issues on the roads here on Gulf Breeze Parkway in particular if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, but that's just a little bit. The worst spot's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound. Coming from Mary Esther, had an accident there just over an hour ago in front of Hurlburt Field, and it is still causing heavy congestion in that area. But outside of that, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, one upside is that it's kind of chilly in Pensacola, 71 degrees right now. Got a lot of rain, of course, coming in throughout your Wednesday night. As we get into Thursday, the rain will linger, but it will dissipate throughout the latter half of Thursday with a high of 86 and a low of 75.
Yeah, Main Street's going to be dark again tonight. Wahoos returned home on Tuesday. They faced the Biscuits. The Montgomery Biscuits were in town.
Right.
Montgomery beating up on Wahoos 6-1. Game two of the six-game series scheduled for this evening. Nix that. It has been postponed because of the weather, of course. They will do a double hitter tomorrow, starting at 4 tomorrow afternoon over at the ballpark.
All righty.
So Wahoo's back in action.
Yeah, Wahoo's back like they never left. Also, the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, just one more time, want to give you a warning about this. We've got the latest round of scam calls making the rounds. Sheriff Chip Simmons says that the scammers may have your loan number and personal info about you or some of your relatives in hopes to make the call seem more legitimate. And the scammers are apparently telling people that they have a warrant related to the loan, but it can be canceled if money is deposited into a Bitcoin ATM.
Yeah.
Obviously, Simmons says that law enforcement of any kind, whether it be from his office, the U.S. Marshals, or the FBI, will never make that kind of asinine request.
That Bitcoin ATM thing is getting crazier by the minute.
Bitcoin. Well said.
617, News Radio 92.3. Well, of course, Hurricane Francine moving on to the Louisiana coast. Right now, presently living in Terrebonne Parish, which is home of Louisiana, home of Dulac Fleets, Clipper Fleets there. I had a friend of mine at Clipper Fleets. We used to do a lot of cruising up and down that river over there in Dulac. Sure did. A lot of fun. Anyway, Francine is making landfall. 100 miles per hour, sustained winds. It is a Cat 2. And residents, yes, they are. They've been bracing for impact. Fox Weather's Robert Hayes has more.
Hurricane Francine making her way up onto coastal Louisiana, hundreds of miles that it will affect in these marshes, these low-lying areas. Here in Houma, about 50 miles to the southwest of New Orleans, we potentially could take the hardest hit of this storm as it makes landfall as a Category 1, and we maybe it will increase to a Category 2 at this point. Here in Houma, about 60,000 people in the entire area, a fishing village, they are ready. They have been hunkering down and boarding up windows and businesses and homes. New Orleans is preparing. The wind fields are beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a Cat 2 storm now.
Yes.
When we captured that at 4 o'clock, when we grabbed that audio from Fox, it was still a 1. But now it's 2. Sustained winds, 100 miles per hour. It is in Terrebonne Parish. That is Houma, Louisiana. Also, another big jackpot, Austin.
Okay.
They got on a roll for weeks and weeks and weeks. Well, it's come to an end as a ticket sold in Sugar Land, Texas, won the Mega Millions jackpot. All six numbers drawn Tuesday night. Zip, got a winner, single ticket, took home the estimated $800 million. I believe they opted for the cash option, which was a mere $404.2 million.
Is that all?
Yeah, just a mere $404 million. The next estimated jackpot, Friday, $20 million with a cash option of $10.1 million. Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah.
From 400. Oh my gosh.
Do you know if that gentleman or lady was a Gen Zer by chance?
Oh yeah, I'm sure she was.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is because a quarter of younger Americans aren't planning to have children because of their finances. So if that person's Gen Z, it doesn't sound like it'll apply to them. That's according to a new survey from MassMutual. It found that 23% of millennials and Gen Zers do not plan to become parents for money-related reasons.
Well, let me tell you something. As an old-timer and as an old-school person here.
And a father.
Well, and there you go. You hit it right there. Being a father does not depend on your income, let me tell you. And so if you're using that as an excuse, shame on you.
It doesn't depend on your income?
No. Listen, I know so many people, and there's been cases and cases. You don't have to be rich to have children.
Right.
You don't.
And I think that much is true. I think it's just like apparently, you know, we always hear about the cost of living and how it's constantly getting more and more strained. So I think a lot of younger people are just like, I don't want to be in a position where I'm poor with a child.
As they still live with their parents to make that decision.
Yes.
I know.
Well, and that's the thing, because a lot of them, like, for example, there are a lot of people my age and older. Right. Who live with their parents, or they recently just moved out or whatever, and they're really struggling to make ends meet. And they're the ones that are saying, hell, at this rate, I don't plan on having a kid. I think that's where they stand. Because they're like, heck, I'm 20.
That's their decision.
Yeah, because it's like, heck, I'm 26, and if I have X amount of dollars or whatever, and I'm still living paycheck to paycheck, and heck, you got to get a boyfriend or girlfriend as well, and that's scary for people.
I'm just saying the beauty of birth is amazing. And to have children is a gift, and that's what I'm saying there. I never put a dollar figure to it.
Oh, well,
I got to make this much money, and then no, I never did that. I was blessed with two boys. I will never tell them this to their face, but
you know. We'll just tell everyone else. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 621. When we return, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you, along with I touched on this last hour, pretty late last hour, but I never touched on it in hour one, and I'm kicking myself for it. We do have Wall Street numbers for you. We'll get that and more right here on Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Did you know that Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief for nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, and diarrhea? Of course you do, because everyone knows the Pepto song. But did you know that Pepto also comes in convenient and delightful solid forms?
Pepto has berry fast melts, cherry chewables, liquid caps that make relief easy.
Pepto makes relief on the go easy. So when you overdo it, undo it with Pepto. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
From one generation to the next.
Winston rolling right, throws the pass on the other. It's caught! He bites into the end zone! Touchdown, Florida State!
The Seminoles keep climbing. We've got you covered with Florida State football all season long here on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Memphis Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by All Season Service Network, A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, Calvert's in the Heights, and DeFranco Gas.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you to start this segment. Let's see. Looking at the roads, very happy to report there's not too much going on. We still do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field coming from the Mary Esther area. Outside of that, though, there's not too much holding you up. As for the weather, it's 71 degrees in Pensacola. Heavy downpours tonight. Runoff from Francine, of course, bleeding into your Thursday. The rain chances should decrease as we get through Thursday with a high of 86 and a low of 75. I said I'd mention this when we came back from break. Wall Street closing higher after a seesaw day of trading. Tech shares led a midday rebound after the latest inflation report led to a big sell-off. And stocks fumbled early after the consumer price index for August rose slightly more than expected. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 124 points to 48.61. The S&P 500 rose 58 points to 55.54, and the NASDAQ gained 369 points to 17.395.
6:27, News Radio 92.3. You know, they slid this in here day. Just timing was impeccable here. Light rain couldn't dampen the spirits of those in need. As a special food distribution was held Tuesday afternoon in Carver Park, the 3 o'clock event featured food for the first 500 families. September, by the way, is Hunger Action Month, a national campaign raising awareness of the ongoing hunger crisis. Winn-Dixie hosted 9 food distributions across the 5-state service area, providing thousands of families with access to food. Following the event at Carver Park, Winn-Dixie presented Feeding the Gulf Coast, get this one, ready, with a $10,000 check.
Wow.
Yeah, that's good stuff. The contribution will support the organization's ongoing effort to alleviate hunger in Escambia County and neighboring communities.
Excellent.
Good stuff coming up out of there.
Oh, absolutely. And also, of course, one of the biggest themes that we've had throughout this installment of Pensacola right now is remembering the September 11th attacks. Well, the Port Authority is remembering the 84 employees that were killed on that fateful day. At an interfaith remembrance service at St. Peter's Church in Lower Manhattan, Port Authority Chairman Kevin O'Toole vowed that they would never be forgotten. Those lost that day included 37 members of the agency's police department who responded to the Twin Towers and saved the lives of others. The 4 employees who died in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing were also acknowledged, as well as those who have died since from 9/11 related illnesses.
Okay, this is News Radio 92.3. Just like to give you a programming update. Austin Price and Chris Bryan will be here till 8 o'clock tonight, extending our Hurricane Francine coverage. And
yes,
then tomorrow morning, you can get an extra hour of Andrew McKay. He will join the airwaves at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, jeez. I'd much rather stay here an hour later at night than get in an hour earlier the next morning.
He does a wonderful job.
Oh, yes.
So I don't have any problem with that one. So 4 o'clock, Andrew McKay, News Radio 92.3.
And incomes in the U.S. went up last year, according to new federal data. The Census Bureau released figures today that, or yesterday rather, that showed household incomes rose 4% from 2022 to 2023. Adjusted for inflation, the average household income went up from about $77,000 to around $80,000 last year. It was the first overall rise in U.S. incomes since the start of the COVID pandemic. The Wall Street Journal credits the rise to easing inflation and a strong job market.
I was listening to your weather. It's going to be tapering off as the way day works in tomorrow, right?
Thursday, it's going to start out at around a 90% chance of showers. Thursday night, that will have about a 50% chance.
Okay, maybe they'll get this in over at Hurlburt. Explosion's going to be heard tomorrow. Weather permitting, I'll throw that in there, at Hurlburt's field range. The 823rd Red Horse Squadron conducting demolition training between 7 a.m. 3 p.m. Residents will experience loud noises during the demolition explosions, and that will be going on tomorrow, starting at 7 and wrapping up around 3 o'clock.
And at least 8 students in Northeast Florida are accused of making school threats since classes started just last month. Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters held a news conference earlier today with Duval County Superintendent Christopher Bernier. He says the students arrested were from Duval, Baker, and Columbia counties, with the youngest suspect being 11. Law enforcement agencies across the state have been investigating similar threats directed at public schools over the last week, and the latest update from police comes just a week after a deadly mass shooting at a Georgia high school that killed 4 and injured 9.
And if you were cruising around a town today and you saw the flags flying at half staff, you might have asked, well, why are they doing that? It's been 23 years since terrorists launched that attack on American soil. Today is Patriots Day.
Yep.
And it is designated day to stop and remember what happened in New York City, Washington, D.C., and, of course, in Pennsylvania. All the political big dogs were up in that Shanksville, Pennsylvania field today.
Yes.
All agencies across the United States will fly those flags, and they have done so all day today. We love America.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Hurricane Francine roaring ashore in Louisiana this evening as a Category 2 storm. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is 50 miles southwest of New Orleans.
Heavy rains and wind pounding this region, knocking out power to thousands already. The problem is a storm surge is a major problem. 7 to 10 feet in some areas on the coastline like Grand Isle.
Francine packing winds at 100 miles per hour. A somber anniversary today in New York at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. It has been 23 years since the September 11th attacks.
At the World Trade Center site in New York City, President Biden, Vice President Harris, former President Trump, and Senator J.D. Vance attended the ceremony with families, first responders, and others in Lower Manhattan. They honored and remembered the nearly 3,000 people killed on that day.
Fox's Eric Shawn, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. It's day two on the job as chief executive at Starbucks, and Brian Nickel penned a letter saying his focus in the first 100 days on the job will be to, quote, get back to Starbucks. Following an intraday slide of nearly 1.2%, shares in after-hours trading are now down 0.2%. After several media outlets have panned Donald Trump's performance during last night's presidential debate with Vice President Kamala Harris, the share price of Trump Media fell at one point more than 13% today, and that was its lowest intraday level since being publicly traded on the NASDAQ in March. To Wall Street, stocks were higher today. The Dow gained 124, the S&P 500 was up by 58, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by more than 2.1%, gaining 369 points. U.S. crude oil futures for October under $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. In the last 24 hours, the words concepts of a plan have been uttered a lot. So what's Deion Sanders' concepts of a plan for Colorado? We know Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders will be first-round picks, but what about the rest of the team? Because the rest of Coach Prime's squad is poorly built, and it seems like Deion's plan is all about drawing attention rather than building a winning team. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well.
Come on.
That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your Social Security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the debate between President Trump and Vice President Harris last night, the first time they've ever met in person, supposedly, and also, of course, the first time they debated. Also talked with Mayor D.C. Reeves about reimagining Palafox, the Escambia Children's Trust, and the proposed sports facility at Ashton-Brosnahan Park. And today is the anniversary of 9/11, the horrid terrorist attack that changed life for all of us, and we will never forget. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
September 11th, 2001.
At 8:45 Eastern Time on a clear day on the southern tip of Manhattan, not one but two aircraft plowed into the World Trade Center.
Plumes of smoke and gases as the collapse happened began to roll our way, and that is when the crowd went wild. People just began to run.
We do have some videotape of the second plane, and you can see it there.
We're under attack.
Going into
and
building.
We're under attack.
The Pentagon, the White House, the Capitol, and the Treasury have been evacuated in Washington. In New York, all airports, tunnels, and bridges have been closed.
Make no mistake. States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
News Radio 92.3 remembers the way we all felt that day, September the 11th, 2001.
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. The only spot where we had issues was on Navarre Parkway. That was if you were traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. However, that congestion appears to have cleared up. Something that hasn't cleared up is the skies. Wednesday night, tonight, my goodness, it's miserable. Going to be a lot of heavy downpour. Of course, we got some runoff from Hurricane Francine coming in. And it should carry into Thursday, but it will lessen, hopefully, by Thursday night and set you up for a rather fair weather weekend. Thursday's high is going to be 86. Thursday's low is going to be 75.
Okay, today is Patriot Day. They were remembering the different sites the attack was taken a part of. New York City, of course, Washington, D.C., and in a Pennsylvania farm field. Yeah, Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Fox's Jeff Manasso has reports.
In the rolling hills of Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
My mom, Cece Louise Ross Lyles.
The reading of the names for the 23rd time since terrorists hijacked United Flight 93 in 2001, before some of the 40 passengers and crew members aboard became heroes, rushing the terrorists, forcing the plane to the ground where 23 years later, a visible scar from the crash remains. Victims' names etched in stone with a living memorial called the Tower of Voices, and where today 150 family members and dignitaries gather to remember. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, we'll never forget that. I guarantee that. 6:40, News Radio 92.3. And very interesting. the young Republicans in the state of Florida, okay, are not on the same page with the governor and the Republican Party of Florida. You're supposed to say at this point, why?
Why?
Well, good question. I'm glad you asked that. Florida young Republicans have endorsed the state's recreational marijuana ballot measure, Amendment 3. The move is in direct opposition to Governor DeSantis and the Republican Party of Florida and comes a couple of days after former President Trump issued his own endorsement of Amendment 3. If it gets at least 60% of that vote, would allow non-medical marijuana possession of up to 3 ounces with no more than 5 grams in concentrated form for those who are up to 21 years of age or older.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, and I think I know your answer.
Fire away.
Is that going to get approved, voted on? Is that going to hit the 60%?
I think maybe not this time around, but probably the next time or so.
Really?
I think it's going to happen. It's eventually going to happen.
Trump said inevitable, and I think he hit the nail on the head. I think it is just a matter of when, but I'm saying it happens this time.
I think we are progressive on it. Since I'm not involved and I don't partake or buy or whatever, I'm kind of on the sidelines from this one, just kind of watching it. But flip the coin.
Yeah, I just know, and look, I know it's not just me out there that, you know, is speaking on this, has thoughts on it, whatever, but I just know a lot of people that are like in their 50s and 60s, a lot of them clutch their pearls when they hear marijuana, right? Dude, I would go to school. I'd go to high school and college, and, man, some dude would be reeking of it.
His name was Spicoli, right?
And I do get that reference, yes, right. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Right. However, people like that, you know? It's like they just stink up the classroom. It's not fooling anybody, and it's like, whatever. I knew people that smoked it. People have smoked it in front of me, and it's just like, hey, you know, whatever. I've never partaken of it. But it's not, it doesn't have nearly the shock value when you hear that someone does.
I tell you the funny story going to college. We would go into the room where all the stars, we had this, planetarium type thing.
Right.
Okay. You always knew who was stoned in class because when they lowered the lights and the stars came in, all you heard was like, wow.
Idiots.
Wow. you knew who was lit up on that one.
Take this how you will. We got a texter saying, I feel like Chris says wacky tabacky.
Okay.
Have you ever called weed that?
Yeah, we have. Actually, we have.
You've called it wacky tabacky?
Probably. I don't give it much thought. I don't know.
I have never heard that before. That slang for I'm assuming that's for marijuana.
I do like it though.
Yeah, I've heard I've just heard of weed and pot, you know, the typical stuff. I'm pretty vanilla when it comes to my weed slang.
I can't dip into you to get dictionary terms from pot subjects.
Even if I was that guy, I would not promote myself that way online. Online. Listen to me. I'm a Gen Zer.
Wow.
On air.
Yeah. Man, look at that.
Yeah.
Did you hear?
Yeah. When the rain hits the window, I've been going, wow, all afternoon. Alrighty here. Governor Hochul signing several pieces of legislation to provide further support for victims of the 9/11 terror attacks. One authorizes accidental death benefits for the family of Port Authority police officer and former MLB player Anthony Vivaro of Staten Island. He was killed in a 9/11 memorial related car accident. Another piece confers benefits to the widow of Lieutenant Paul Adams, who died of a 9/11 related illness. And a third act renames the bridge on State Route 9 crossing the Ossable River, I hope I'm saying that correctly, as the Captain Christopher J. Garrow Memorial Bridge. Garrow was a state police veteran who participated in search and recovery efforts at the World Trade Center site, but later succumbed to cancer in 2023.
Okay, while we're on the subject of, oh, wow, wow, man, this kind of fits right into the motif. You ready?
All righty.
It is an iconic retro look into Pensacola's underground from early union efforts, anti-war protests, music trends, and cultural unrest through the years. More than 400 pieces are featured in September during the Pensacola Underground A to Z show. It's a new exhibit located at 309 Punk House, and that's on North 6th Avenue. I'm going to check that out. Check out some of the memorabilia from Pensacola and the rock scene there. I'm sure it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. And just before traffic and weather here, got another texter named Robert dropping in saying, the Devil's Lettuce. That's another nickname. That is
Devil's
one I've heard.
Lettuce.
I've heard that one.
Oh, I like this. This is good.
Yeah, we're becoming informed. Yeah. That's awesome.
We're becoming very cool and know how to talk in dope terms.
Yeah, dope terms.
We're learning our dope terms.
In every sense of the word. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We did have some issues still lingering on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Hurlburt Field, but those have luckily cleared out. Everywhere else has been looking fine for even longer. As for the weather, it's still 71 degrees in Pensacola. Very rainy tonight. Of course, we'll give you additional coverage from 7 to 8 right here on News Radio 92.3. Andrew McKay will be in at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning to do the same. And Thursday night should hopefully see the rain really start to drop down, at least the chances. The high on Thursday is 86 with the low being 75.
I bet you knew a Spicoli in your lifetime.
Yeah. I at least knew of several.
Yeah, we used to laugh at our first period class. Senior at Pensacola High School, we would get in and we could look out of our classroom for first period.
Right.
And you could see the parking lot out there. And there was this big 1957 bomb. It was a big, like a Bel Air, just steel monster. And these guys would get out of that thing and it looked like nothing but smoke would come flowing out of this car. That was our Spicoli, man.
That is literally Spicoli. If you've never seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High... They do. They open up that van door and come stumbling out. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What dorks. All right.
But it was funny. I mean, it was
really, oh, yeah. It was no, funny. It's yeah, I bet it was. All right. A couple of sports headlines here. Former Florida Gator QB Tim Tebow. Maybe you've heard of him. He's joining forces with lawmakers to announce new legislation to protect children from online sexual abuse and exploitation.
He's a good guy.
Oh, for sure. Tebow's foundation is partnering with DHS, Interpol, and the Center for Missing and Exploited Children to help identify victims of online sex abuse as young as infants.
Ouch.
Yeah.
NFL, you ready for it? Let me.
Lay it on me.
We've kind of put this off for a while. I just want to run down the schedule with you. Tomorrow night, Buffalo at Miami. That's it's going to be in your Prime video game.
Right.
Is it only on, I think it's only on Prime, isn't
I
it?
I believe it is only on Prime.
Okay, here's your Sunday matchups. New all, get this, and they, and I had to pull this out because I have to laugh at the ticket prices here. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
New Orleans at Dallas. What do you think the lowest ticket price is going for that game right now?
Oh, man. At Dallas, I'm going to say the lowest ticket prices, $345.
$600.
Okay.
Tampa Bay.
Forget that.
Tampa Bay at Detroit. That ticket is going for $100 on that one. Indianapolis Green Bay, tickets as low as $100 on that one. Mm. See, these are some, the games. I just want to run this before we run out of time here. Let me give you the games. Indianapolis Green Bay, the Jets, Tennessee, San Francisco, Minnesota, Seattle, New England, New York at Washington, Los Angeles at Carolina, Cleveland at Jacksonville, Las Vegas, Baltimore, the Rams at Arizona, Pittsburgh at Denver. Will you be concerned about that game?
I mean, we could definitely lose it, especially considering we didn't have an offense last week.
Do you think Denver is kind of scratching their head about not having an adequate quarterback?
I think Denver's scratching their heads about not having an adequate team since Super Bowl 50.
Good for Sean Payton. I wish that on him. Okay. I'm a Saints fan.
I picked up on that.
Okay, Cincinnati at Kansas City and Chicago at Houston. Then your next Monday night matchup, be a pretty good game. Atlanta takes on Philadelphia.
It's in Philly?
At Philly.
I think Philly will take that one pretty convincingly, if I had to assume.
I agree with you 100%.
Also here, this is just lastly, very quick. The UConn men's championship-winning basketball team was honored by President Biden at the White House yesterday. The team and coach Dan Hurley were celebrated during a 15-minute ceremony in the East Room and also received a tour of the Oval Office. UConn earned a trip to the White House by winning the NCAA tournament for the second straight year.
Was it true that they had to help Joe find where they were? The team got lost in the White House and they had to go find him?
Really?
He got loose in the White House, and they couldn't find him, and they asked Joe, and he said, I don't know where they are. I left him somewhere. I thought you had him.
I didn't hear anything about that. I know the White House is pretty big, but a team of people got lost? Wow. Just about 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, got a couple stories here. You mentioned Biden.
You mentioned Biden.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, you continued
that
story.
I'll bite. I did.
Yeah. You're forgiven, Chris.
I got it, man.
talking about Biden, of course, he, Kamala, and Trump, you know, they all went to the 9/11 memorials today.
Yeah.
And that's got Harris and Trump. We got numbers on the viewership last night for the debate and how a rematch between the two could be on the discussion.
It's not going to happen.
But it could. We don't know. 6:50. We got that and more as we hit this final stretch of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 6:53 here, hitting that final stretch of Pensacola right now as we always do, 4 to 7. However, while it may be the end of Pensacola right now, it's not the end of Austin and Chris being in the studio talking your ears off because we've got an hour of weather coverage. Ain't that right, Chris?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Are you a part Italian because you speak with your hands everything you do?
I am not part Italian, no. I'm part Native American.
Moving these hands around.
Welsh. But,
I'll be darned.
But I've got that, and I've got some Native American in my blood, and that's about as far as I know. The rest of that, I'm just a white guy.
Yeah, well.
You're like,
your
all
arms
right.
arms are still flowing.
Boring.
That's all I was getting to is like, you speak with your hands.
Yes, that is true. All righty, 6:53. Just before we get into our last quick check of the roads and weather here, wanted to touch on this. So we had initial viewership numbers showing that ratings soared for the first debate between Harris and Trump. Nielsen reports more than 57 million people watched the showdown across the four major networks and four cable news channels. That's nearly 10 million more than the initial tally for the June debate between Trump and Biden. While surpassing that number, the final total for the Harris-Trump debate is unlikely to break records, though. The most watched debate ever was the first, between Trump and Hillary Clinton, which drew 84 million viewers.
That's a lot of eyeballs.
Yes, it is.
You saw the debate last night, didn't you?
Saw a good portion of it.
And?
I think, and I told you this, and I don't mind sharing it because I think I think it transcends politics. I don't think it's an opinion. I think what the main takeaway for Kamala Harris was she tried to outclass Trump, and I think you know, a good portion of it worked, at least as far as her plan to. She insisted on shaking his hand, going up to him, even though he was already behind his podium, making that extra effort. The ABC panel talked about that right after the debate ended. So it was like that she got what she wanted. She got them talking about her civility there. Not only that, but she would make little cracks about his crowd sizes and his rallies, and that would get him to bite the hook every time. He couldn't put his ego aside. She wanted to get that out of him, and it worked. Trump, it's not as much anything he did. It's more the way the moderators were behaving. I noticed a lot of people were like, hey, listen, you're kind of grilling Trump on stuff and calling him out for any inaccuracies. You're not doing that with Kamala Harris. And I got to say, objectively, I did notice that last night. So that's what's in Trump's corner.
Okay, 6:55 News Radio 92.3. I got a big kick. I was looking. I told you I was giving you a few numbers on the cost of tickets, right? Some of the games. Pulling out an SEC, and I was really surprised at this. An SEC game coming up this Saturday. It's Toledo at Mississippi State. Are you ready?
Yes.
How much can you get a ticket for that game?
And you said this was
Toledo.
And Mississippi State.
Yes. How much can? What is the least expensive ticket?
I'm gonna say $27.
How about $5?
Really? I gave Toledo benefit of the doubt because they're a good MAC school typically.
And I'll show you the range here. And speaking about diversity, you ready? Alabama, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's going for big money.
There you go. And how much do you think a ticket goes? The least expensive ticket.
Least expensive available right now. I'm gonna say $197.
Yours pretty close, 150.
Oh wow,
pretty good guess though. Okay. It's amazing what you know. It just amazes me on the price of some of these tickets and some of these sporting events. I think for the price of some of those tickets to a big major sporting event, I would probably keep the money, check into a suite at a hotel, have it fully catered, watch it, enjoy the show, and still have $1 million left in my pocket.
Yes, that is true.
It's crazy what you pay for these seats.
You will see some schools, especially if they themselves are not prominent football schools, when they're playing smaller competition, man, you'll see tickets going as low as, and it'll be like, as you said, $5. It'll be really, really dirt cheap. But typically those seats stink.
Yeah, probably behind a pole or something like that.
Exactly. There's a guy who went viral online because he went to stadiums and sat in the worst seats available. And some of them, just with the architecture of the stadium, you're sitting up against a concrete wall. You can hardly see.
Right.
You're just cramped in a corner somewhere, and it's like, oh my gosh, imagine paying money for that.
You know, a lot of folks buy those tickets, but what they do is they just walk around the arena the whole time.
Right. Yeah, you just
they so want to get in.
So yeah, so you can see the action, enjoy the concessions, and not have to be cramped shoulder to shoulder somewhere.
Right.
No, that's smart.
We talked about the ballpark. We're talking about Wahoos Field, of course, being dark tonight. They postponed that game. That was a 6:05 start against the Montgomery Biscuits. They will do a double hitter tomorrow, and they'll kick that off at 4:00.
Yes.
So if you're wondering about the Wahoos, that's what's happened. Game's been postponed tonight because of the weather.
Just about 6:58 here. Speaking of weather, the last traffic and weather update kind of put it off, and that's my apologies. I lost track of the clock. However, there's nothing going on the roads, and the weather, as we said just a few minutes ago, you are going to be getting a far more in-depth look of that and more over the course of the 7 o'clock hour because Chris and I are going to be lingering, giving you weather updates about Francine.
We're doing our research. We're doing our due diligence. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of due diligence, thinking about maybe buying or selling that home, let me give you the mortgage numbers. I know you might just got out of the office or so and you weren't really clued in on this. Let me give it to you. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year rate stands 6.22%. Borrowing cost of that 15-year fixed rate mortgage, it fell to 5.62%. By the way, Wednesday, coming up, Fed will have their rates meeting. We will probably see a rate adjustment. Here I go. Quarter point, half point. I'll go with a quarter, but we will see a rate adjustment. Wednesday from the Fed, Jerome Powell and his band of central bankers.
All All right.
I don't think they've ever had an intro like that before. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the band of Central Bankers.
And apparently, a man is in serious condition after being bitten by his pet snake at his home in South Carolina. Police got the call over the weekend and learned a man had more than a dozen venomous snakes in his home. They obtained a search warrant and found 14 venomous snakes in total, including non-native species. The reptiles were determined to be dangerous for private ownership, and their habitats were found to be unsafe. A family member took possession of the snakes and then voluntarily surrendered them to police with the understanding that the creatures would be humanely euthanized. That's,
well,
a wacky story for you.
You do realize, you know the old snake story. You know the snake story, right?
Yeah.
Well, you knew I was a snake. I bit you, but you knew I was a snake. That's what I do. Mm. Oh, boy, we're digging into the old snake story today.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.